I have on the line with me, Minnesota author Alexa Stern has called in to share news all about her new book that was released in December, I believe. Good morning, Alexis.
Good morning, Michelle. Thank you for having me.
Yes, definitely. I'm correct. It hit book stands December 1st, correct?
That is correct.
And we are talking about a series. This is the first of Scion of a Swan, Age of the Shadows. So tell listeners a little synopsis of what to expect when they pick up the book.
Yes. So Scion of a Swan is a young adult novel. I tried meshing modern and fantasy together because I wanted to give that a go. But Scion of a Swan is about a young witch whose mother mysteriously passes away. And as there wrangles with her grief, she eventually returns back to the Wiccan community. And as she returns to the Wiccan community, she celebrates one of the popular Sabbaths called Beltane. And at this celebration, shadow people attack and end up harming one of her own people. So as the story progresses, it's basically her trying to figure out the motive of the shadows and why they're attacking and hunting her, and also her revealing the truth behind her lineage.
And, you know, when she first discovers it, when she's at that celebration, my breath was starting to, like, I was breathing heavy. I'm like, oh, my gosh, now what's going to happen? What's going to happen now? I was, like, skimming the page. So it was very engaging. So well done. Yes.
Good. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. It was very, very cool. So you said this is a mesh of fantasy. So when you talk about some of the spells and the celebration, is that researched or is this completely fiction?
A little bit of both. So the celebration, the Sabbaths are 100% true. I did a lot of research on like the colors, food, like what people did as Wiccans to celebrate those, because I wanted to try and give some more public eye to like Wicca and magic and witches, because I've always thought that was super cool. But that is true. But the spells are hit and miss. Some of them I took some reality to it, like spell ingredients with the meaning of stones or plants. But overall, the spells themselves are going to be mostly fake. Some of like the smaller ones are real. Like there is a spell in there within the first couple chapters that Jared does a protection jar spell. So that's based off of reality. But most of those, as the story progresses, are made up by me. So don't try them at home, kids.
You took some liberties with it, and that's the fun of writing. How long have you been writing? This is not your first book, but it's the first one that went out in paper, like not an e-book, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. So I've been writing for over 10 years. I've basically been writing since I was in like fifth grade, but I didn't start actually writing books until I was about a teenager. The first couple I wrote will never see the light of day, so don't try looking for them. They were not good. I had no idea what I was doing. And then in high school, I wrote two novels, and I was kind of just winging it. I was like, this is what I want to do, but I wasn't sure on like my process yet.
Okay.
So that was a huge learning curve, and then I ended up taking a bit of a hiatus when it came to writing, trying to figure like my life out, what I wanted to do, who I wanted to be as a person. And then within the last, like, 2-3 years, I was like, you know what, I think I'm ready again. So I've always wanted to write a book about magic and spells, but I didn't want it to be your typical high fantasy. I wanted it to kind of implement it into modern times. So this is what the Age of Shadows series is basically trying. It's kind of like a Harry Potter, but not as high fantasy.
Okay. All right. And so it is set in modern times.
Correct.
Okay, so how many, when you say it's a series, how many are you projecting are going to be in the series?
It's going to be a 5-book series.
Oh, okay.
I'm currently working on book 2. I'm making very good headway, so my goal is to release one book every year.
Wow.
So right now, I am on track to have a book released by the end of the year.
Oh, that is fabulous. Oh, wonderful. And I have heard some feedback that it's a good lead. It wraps kind of up, but it definitely wants the reader, it leaves the reader wanting to get to the next series. So nicely done.
Thank you.
So where can listeners find your book?
Yes. So currently I have the book available in two bookstores. There is a bookstore called the Book Nook in Delano, and there's a bookstore in Elk River called Wellread Books. I'm currently working to try and get my book into a couple libraries and a few more bookstores kind of around the cities. And I'm hoping to expand throughout Minnesota. And you can also buy my books on Amazon, and I'm for ebook, but if you have Kindle Unlimited, it is free to purchase there.
Sweet. I have an investment in this book, so I am going to make sure that they get up here along the North Shore so that listeners listening locally will be able to have access to it as well. And our Two Harbors Public Library is pretty awesome, so I think that they will want to support this. So when you say young adult, what ages do you think would appreciate this?
I'd say probably anywhere from like 15, 16 and up. It really does depend on people's maturity age.
Right.
Because I know I was reading some very mature books as a young person, but I'd say probably like 16 and up within reason. I tried catering a little bit more to the older crowd, but as long as the kids are mature enough, it should be fine. There's no like spicy scenes in there. There's a little bit of like violence and gore and a little bit of swearing, but there's no spicy scenes. So.
Okay. I like how you put that, spicy. Nice. And and it's a big book. It's over 400 pages.
It is 450 pages, but I tried making it so every word matters. So just pay attention. You might catch something later on that'll matter.
Right, and it is a page turner. It really is. It keeps you engaged. So
I'm glad to hear that.
Yes, and how could listeners get a hold of you, Alexis, if they want to keep track of what you're doing, or have any questions, or want to give you feedback on the book?
Yes, of course. So if you want to give feedback, you can leave a review on Goodreads or Amazon. I already have a couple there. Otherwise, I do have a website. It is www.ar-stern.com. And it's still a work in progress. I'm still working on it as I get updates and get into stores. But at the moment, it is currently up to date. So there is a contact page where people can reach out and email me, whether they have questions, they want to just talk about my process, if they want me to come like sign their book, whatever it is, I will be available.
That is fabulous. And you'll have an event schedule on there when you do start your book touring and start getting out doing some book readings as well, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Awesome. And I do want to point out that if you are looking for the book, it's Scion of a Swan, A.R. Stern. So that's what it would be listed under. Boy, the time has flown by. Anything you want to share with listeners that we didn't cover that they just need to know about your book, about you, about reading in general?
I don't think so. I've worked very hard in this series, and I don't plan on stopping anytime soon. So become a fan now. You're going to be a longtime fan in the future. And I just really appreciate all the support and love. And without all of everyone's help, this wouldn't be possible. So thank you.
Oh, that's fabulous. I'm talking with Alexis Stern, author of Scion of a Swan, available online in bookstores around you. Thanks so much for calling in and taking a part of your morning to talk about your book. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. I hope to be on here again soon.
All right. Sounds good when you have the release date of series number 2.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You have a wonderful day, Alexis.
You as well. Thank you.
Yep. Bye. Oh, young authors, that's amazing. Support the arts, support passion. That's just amazing, and I'm glad we were able to connect. That's Scion, S-C-I-O-N, of a Swan by A.R. Stern.